Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. 4HKX, go ahead. Point station, this is KO4HKX. Go ahead. 4HKX, last calling station. This is KO4HKX. Somebody give me a radio check.
It's working fine. KG4PSI.
I appreciate you coming back to me. I was wondering about that station. I've had several of those today that come in here and key up asking for something and then never respond to me.
Not back either, so I guess he may have had a radio problem or I don't know. Get out of the way here. KG4PFI clear.
Appreciate it. KO4HKX standing by.
Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec Mobile, 4 questions.
Go ahead, KO4HKX here.
4 TJQ Mobile for the moment. I am headed up early Sunday morning to Marion, North Carolina from Landrum, and we still have the best. What is the best way to get to Marion from Landrum, South Carolina?
To get to Marion from South Carolina on Landrum, you're going to go right up 26 to 40.
West, I'm assuming east.
But if you're going into Marion, you may not be able to get in there.
Can I boost in your signal? You enter the 26 west 40 east.
Roger that. But you may not be able to get into Marion because they turned stuff around there. They're shut Marion down last we heard.
4HKX, KFIWLF.
KO4HKX.
Another collection point for y'all. Is there any current needs that we might be able to help with?
Let me text that to you off the air, but I will print out some of them off the air. We need emergency crank lights, the little crank, hand crank radio lights, tarps. We need first aid kits, Advil, hygiene, personal, all that stuff is same as before, but they've added battery front and flashlights and the little headlamps, that kind of stuff.
Crank lights, tarps, batteries, headlamps, first aid kits. How about hand tools?
Thing on hand tools yet. I do know they were using some tarps and plywood and that kind of stuff, but bringing it here is the problem. We don't have the space right now to deal with it. We've had so much come in that is we're having to pause for a second and get it out.
We're probably going to do a collection for like a week to 10 days and do it that way. We got access to a 30-foot truck and got a couple of collection points set up.
That'd be great. Baby clothes, for sure. And baby supplies, that's one of our biggest needs.
Clothes and baby supplies. Like I said, we got a couple points, and they went out on the WORD website, or I should have went out on WORD today for a collection, so hopefully we'll get some more stuff for you up there.
Roger that. I appreciate it, and glad to hear that everybody's pitching in and helping out up here, because it's not as bad here where we're at, but if you leave this little area right here, it gets really bad.
And if I understood right, they was going to push stuff up to the north once they got that area filled. Is that correct?
We got two points already out there. One of them over in Lee Sester at Georgetown Baptist Church, and another one at Gashes Creek Baptist Church. So we've already got two points out in front of us where we can push supplies.
Station is probably the easiest for us to get to, and then you all can get it out from there, and that you all know where the needs are.
That is what we're setting up, and this is the distribution point, and we're pushing things out, and we're working on a new one in the morning.
I'll pass this information up to my side, and we'll see what we can find for you.
But I am going to give you a quick phone call here about one off the air.
Copy that.
KL4HKX, clear.
KA5WLL.
For Papa Charlie Delta, radio check, please.
Station, go ahead, KL4HKX.
Okay, this is Philip. If you're still up there, I was planning on heading up in the morning to help out. Just I've been talking to, let's see here, Sean Grogan, and I'll be have a pickup. Maybe I can take some stuff up with me, Leroy, if you copy.
Hey, Philip, we don't have it yet. We're still working on collecting.
This is KQ4. Papa Charlie Delta. I'm a new operator, so I may not have all the lingo proper here, but I'm just going to monitor and trying to set up my new radio so I can help out tomorrow.
Hey, if you make it up here, we'll put you to use somewhere. That's for sure. The warehouse is short-staffed. We've got people working everywhere.
All from Johnny saying that they needed along with supply trucks. Is that correct?
Some that are right along with some supply trucks sometimes, as long as they're coming there and back. But you're going to have to be mobile. You're going to have a mobile rig because HT will not work. HT will not work.
Yes, sir. I have a mobile unit with a magnet antenna, so I'll be available for that.
Well, I can't guarantee you that, but we will definitely put you to use somewhere. Don't worry about that.
Anything particular I should bring with me?
A strong back.
Uh-oh. I'm 62.
I'm joking. No, we'll take anything we can get. Just trying to lighten the mood a little bit. Have a little fun. That way there's not so much stress on everything. But we can use anything we can get. Like I told Leroy, flashlights, batteries, wipes, baby stuff, hygiene, dude wipes, baby wipes, all that stuff.
That's Patrick I'm talking to.
It is that.
Okay, I got your call sign, KO4HKX, correct?
Copy.
Studio per Sean.
Well, we'll leave it alone there.
I'll get with Sean later on this evening to get the best way to get in to the church up there. I guess, let's see here. Where exactly we're supposed to go? Is it Penrose, North Carolina?
When you leave in the morning, or if you got somewhere to ride with, I can give you directions. They're pretty simple. As long as you can get to 26, you can make it here.
I didn't know if it would be better to go up 178 and then hit 64 and head that way.
Negative. Do not. If you're coming up out of there, you're going up 25 to 26.
Not
178 is still not open. Let me start again. You're going to Highway 25. Take 25 to 26. 26 to exit 40. That'll be 280 into Brevard. You'll turn left on the 64 there, and you can't miss the church.
Exit 40, and then left.
One more time. I got a conversation back here behind me.
60, take 26 and exit 40, and then turn left.
No, you want to turn. You want to go toward Brevard on 280. So it's real easy to find. If you got something to ride with, I'll give you the address so it's easy to find. But you want to stay on the big roads. You do not want to use 64 coming out of Hendersonville. You don't want to come up 178. You don't want to come up 276. They've got washouts, still got trees across them. So they're not recommended for everyday traffic. They're just for emergency traffic right now.
So it is exit 40 off of 26?
Roger that. And then you're going to turn toward the airport.
And how far will I go?
The airport to 64 is probably, what, 8 to 10 miles, something like that. It's a little ways, but it's all four-lane highway, straight shot. There's no turns, just come straight in until you get to 64. That's it.
I'm at the church, Patrick.
Baptist Church.
Penrose.
We are actually in Pisgah Forest at the church. Pisgah Forest.
Charlotte Delta. Patrick, you've been there for a while, from what I heard.
Well, I grew up right here, so, yeah, I think I've been here for a minute or two.
I mean, as net controller.
I've been here since, I guess, last Friday morning.
Okay, my friend.
But it's not just me. Can't do it without everybody on the other end of this radio. But I am going to put the mic down, and I got some stuff here I need to take care of. So you be careful when you come up here in the morning, and look forward to seeing you. KO4 HKX, standing by.
Papa Charlie Delta, standing by.
Can I have you for 1 second?
Go ahead, station KO4 HKX here.
Everything you said, don't need a repeat. I'm down here in Piedmont, South Carolina, and was thinking about trying to help out. About an hour and a half drive up. Is there anything in this area that I can bring you guys from so far away that may do you some good?
Really, the only thing is the list of stuff I read off earlier. Personal care items, baby supplies of any kind, clothes, diapers, wipes. The whole gamut. Advil, first aid, tarps, emergency crank radios. We're handing those out to people because they don't have power and they can charge their phones up. So, and batteries and flashlights.
And I got a pretty heavy-duty service truck, so if you need anything heavy moved, I can do that. As well as if you need some radio equipment, I have some extra to borrow out for a little while. If none of that will do you any good, I'll just bring what I can. Just let me know.
What kind of service truck?
50 with a tool body. It's not the biggest thing, but if you need something thrown in the back or you need a trailer pulled, I'm good.
Roger that, but we don't have anything at this point, but if something comes up.
You want to, I can either give you a phone number or you can just call me out if you change your mind, but otherwise I'll show up with supplies.
Your phone number and call sign and name.
1 second. Is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Bravo. Matthew in Piedmont, South Carolina. Phone number 864-851-0941. And I have a full base station radio all band that can be barred out, pickup truck, trailer.
I think right now we're fairly good on radios, so I don't want to bring any more in if we don't need it. So I appreciate the offer, though. Really do. But I got your name and number if something changes in the meantime.
Will you be in that area if I come up there, Lauren?
I will be here on site all day tomorrow.
For HKX, you broke up. Can you try one more time?
Roger that. I will be on site all day tomorrow. Good copy?
On site all day. I'll talk to you when I get there. The company's got some other assets you might be able to use, but I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thank you for the comeback. KO4QLB.
Take care, Matthew, and be careful on your journey up. If you have any trouble, just give us a shout. We'll be monitoring the radio. KO4HKX, 73. WALL, KO4HKX.
FIWLL.
Hey, can you give me a call and save me from having to look your number up? I'm having trouble finding it.
I will. Stand by.